Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio tonight, which is Tuesday, August the 2nd, is the one and only Kim Beasley. Kim is joining us from St. Louis, Missouri, and her business is entitled Agape Business Services. Kim, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. How are you this evening?
Hi, Fran. Thanks for having me. And actually, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
You're Kansas City. Okay. Thanks for the correction. I have in your bio, vibrantly taking life and living from St. Louis, Missouri, but Kansas City. That's great. And we were talking earlier that Kansas City is really kind of the heart of Silicon Valley Midwest. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because the listeners didn't have a chance to hear our previous conversation, and they may be, in fact, intrigued by that statement.
I made that statement because Kansas City is the home of Google Fiber. I have to brag about that, which is the highest speed of internet you can get nowadays. And because Kansas City is what I consider the center of the Midwest Silicon Valley, Google chose this city to get started in to grow its high-speed internet from here. And entrepreneurs have many opportunities to come to this area and start their business. Sprint even has a startup incubator system here that entrepreneurs can get involved with. So, yeah, it's a really great city for entrepreneurs and startups.
Wow. What a great way to start our show, just with energy and this whole concept of where you position yourself, you can, in fact, create a business and tap into the entrepreneurial energy around you, which, of course, leads me to one of the first questions I always ask guests, and that is, what is that significant story behind you even getting into the world of entrepreneurship?
Well, I'm a classic example of an introvert who overcame fears to be successful. When I started my business back in 1999, I was told by my fellow corporate workers that you're crazy for leaving this cushy job. And I had to overcome that plus the fears that were holding me back, shyness and not wanting to be seen and just wanting to do what I love. I made the switch in my attitude really in 2005 when I decided to go full-time in my business, and I left all those fears behind and I grabbed hold to my dreams and went for it.
Wow. Now that sounds very bold. First of all, recognizing the fears and then letting go of the fears. Oh my goodness, so many people don't have the courage to do that, and then really kind of embracing your dreams and moving forward. So in 2005, leaving corporate America behind, what actually did you do, and how can you sort of give us some of the highlights in terms of almost skipping stones that moved you from 2005 to a little over 10 years later and bring us up to date with 2016?
Wow, what did I do? What didn't I do, as a matter of fact? I took on the mantle of learning what is
Are you still there?
My senior paper in my MBA program actually launched my business. So I earned my MBA in 2004 and launched my business in 2005. So I took that passion that I had researched and gotten this foundation for, And I said, okay, fear, I'm putting you behind me. I'm going to take my dream of starting my own business and running it full time, and I'm going for it. Because I knew that people needed what I had to give.
Mm-hmm. And one of the elements of entrepreneurship is being able to succinctly describe your products and services. So in 2005, mm-hmm. what were you offering then, and what was the pain point that you were solving for people?
In 2005, I had just started my website development business, and it was strictly website where I was building websites and hosting them for my clients. The pain that I was basically solving was that people knew they needed a web presence, but they didn't want to take the time to build it. So I stepped in and said, okay, I'll build it for you, and I'll host it for you, and I'll keep it running for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely necessary and very important. So as a result of that experience, where did you go next, and why? Because I think it's helpful for people to understand your entrepreneurial journey.
So I started my full-time business in 2005, and I grew it from there. I was still doing some consulting work with corporate America, like with AT&T and Anheuser-Busch and all these different companies, while I was still building a solid foundation for my entrepreneur business. And I'll say that it took a turn somewhere around 2010. That's when I had a life-changing experience. I found myself in CCU with threatening heart condition, congestive heart failure. And I had to make a decision what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And at that time, I was fluctuating between, okay, do I want to work in corporate America? Do I want to do my business? What do I want to do? I made that decision in 2010. I'm doing my business full force. I was working full-time, my business full-time, corporate America. So I was working too hard, which is why I ended up in the hospital.
Right.
I was working 80 hours a week, and that was just too much. And so at that time, I said, okay, my business comes first. And I started growing my business, making the connections, meeting the right people, growing my visibility online. 2011, Google Plus happened. Oh, my goodness. That just literally changed my business overnight. So I not only was helping people grow their website, I started helping them grow their business visibility online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
So
and
Google
so,
Plus, why was Google Plus the turning point in terms of those offerings?
Because it gave the ability to have your social media and your visual social media together. I started doing Hangouts and Hangouts on Air, YouTube marketing, things along that line to grow visibility. Now, mind you, when I went in my first Hangout on Google Plus, I had my video muted. Why? I didn't want to be seen. Even though the people were like, we're in our pajamas, I said, I am too. They say, oh, come on the video. I'm like, no. I don't want to turn my video on. I was afraid to be seen on video in 2011. Here it is, 5 years later. Not only did I get over that fear, I ended up having a 2.5-year news correspondent segment on a local newscast in Reno, Nevada, where I lived in Kansas City, Missouri, because of Google Plus Hangouts on Air.
Wow, that's phenomenal. So you were serving an area that you didn't even live in. I mean, not in walking distance, not in, you know, short driving distance. And yet from the comfort of your own home, you were providing content for a news station. Phenomenal. Wow. So I guess part of your motto is don't say it can't be done, or it can be done, affirmatively.
Yeah. It was
wow.
really an awesome experience because I even went to visit Reno at one time, and people recognized me on the street. And it blew me away. I was like,
wow.
Oh, yeah, they would know my face because they see me every day. You know, and I have
so
to also say it was my chance
was
to really
day.
Get out of that introvert, to really become creative and share my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect segue into just asking you, as you've built your business and as you've helped other people build their businesses and definitely use technology along the way, what has made you be so passionate and so crystal clear about your company's mission and vision in terms of, like, right now?
One of the things I have always wanted to do is to help others. And I realized that I am a creative, introverted entrepreneur. And I want to help other creative entrepreneurs to receive knowledge so that they can build their business visibility online. I want them to be seen so that they can sell to their buying target customers, which is very important. Just because you're online doesn't mean you're being seen. You, as an entrepreneur, you have to take the effort of finding out where your target customers hang out online and then make sure that your presence is there. And once you figure out where they are online and you start hanging out where they are, provide content that they want to absorb. Pull them into your fold. Pull them in and make them loyal followers, and then, you know, and make offers to them that will keep them coming back and buying from you.
Wow. Now, I know, because I had an opportunity to talk with you before the show, that you practice what you preach. So not only
are you
a creative, introverted entrepreneur, but because you have this commitment to serve others and help them in their business be seen and make those sales, you have developed a process that you use, that you teach with others, and actually you've codified in a book. Can you tell us a little bit more about that book? And I know the listeners will be shocked to hear what the title is.
The title of the book is The Creative Introverted Entrepreneur, A Roadmap for Building the Business of Your Dreams. And I recently added my book to a list that was being given to people. And 400 and something people downloaded my book so far. And one of the people who downloaded my book, I wanted to share what she told me that the book did for her. She said that made it a lot clearer how to generate leads. And no one had been able to explain how to generate leads in a startup business for her. So she thanked me for creating my book and sharing my story because she found at the end that she's saying, yes, yes, yes. And that's what I want creative, introverted entrepreneurs to do when they read my book. Yes, 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 I can do this too. I want to challenge creative, introverted entrepreneurs to do that. To say yes, to grab for your dream, and to build that business you want to build.
Wow. So when they say yes, 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 and they start that process of grabbing their dreams and building their businesses, based on the feedback, what kind of businesses do they end up building? Because someone may be listening to this broadcast and saying, well, I'm a creative, introverted entrepreneur, but I don't know if I can do it, and will I be the only one, and has anyone done something like this? So based on your experience, what do CIEs end up doing?
CIEs can be anyone who is willing to sit down and create a business that is centered around something that they're passionate about. And the center of that is that you're an introvert. And then once you realize you're an introvert and you want to be creative and an entrepreneur, then you can build businesses like one of my friends, she and I've been managing her website since 2008. She actually was in one industry, and she sold that business and started a totally different route. And she's grown that business. And she grew the second business around something that she's very passionate about.
Okay.
And it's a pain in many people's lives, and it's Alzheimer's. So, she's growing a business to help other caregivers who have people in their lives who have dementia or Alzheimer's. And that's something she's passionate about. And that's what I help people figure out. I help them figure out what they're passionate about and then to build a business around that.
That is
so
exciting. So
it can be
exciting.
In any industry. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's so exciting. And as you were saying, it can be in any industry.
Just as long as you're passionate about it. And that you are a creative, introverted entrepreneur.
Oh, totally, totally clear. So you've shared a great story, a testimonial from someone that had read your book and also from a client that was able to go from one business to another business. When you think about your, you know, where you might go next, I mean, you started us out with getting an MBA in 2004, starting a business in 2005, having a life-changing event that happened to be a health crisis in 2010, and now then going on to be involved in broadcasting via Google Plus and Google Hangouts. Kim, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? I really have to ask that question because I guess the sky's the limit, or maybe the cloud's the limit. I don't know. But
I see myself retired. No, just kidding. I don't know if I would ever be able to retire completely. I think even if I retired from my business, I'll still be helping out somehow with other entrepreneurs, getting involved with something like SCORE or creating my own foundation to help entrepreneurs. I'm very passionate about helping young entrepreneurs, those who are in high school, to figure out if they are an entrepreneur, how to develop a business and run it so that they can make money. And it's not a hobby, but it's an actual business.
That's a very specific niche, and given the economy, I think more and more high schools and even colleges are considering that as part of the curriculum or part of the extracurricular activities for students. Now, you've got a great story involving a high school student, and I was hoping that you could share it. They're not a client, but nonetheless, I think it speaks to your passion and commitment around helping high school students.
Well, I have two people who've been on my team since 2012, and one of them is actually someone who started with me when he was 17. He was too young to sign the papers legally to work with me, so I had him to get in a hangout with his mother and myself, and we got in a hangout, and she gave permission for him to start working with me. And so he's been working with me all the way through high school. He graduated, started college, and I'm tearfully about to say he's getting ready to graduate. Well, one of the best things, and I'm not going to cry, one of the best things that I can say about him is that when he graduates, he's going on to law school. And I told him, I said, I don't care if you're in law school, you're still going to work for me. And when you graduate law school, you're still going to work for me. He is such a passionate person about what he's doing. He loves helping with the clients that I bring into the business. He's very open to being there for the clients. And then I have the other person who works for me. She's a mother who has three kids. and she takes care of me. I may not want to take care of myself all the time, but she is my second brain. And she puts me in timeout sometimes, especially when I touch my calendar. And I have to say that between the two of them, I have one of the best businesses I could imagine, I could dream of, because they give me the freedom to be who I want to be and to create what I want to create.
Wow, that is so powerful. And that is really part of the hallmark of a leader. So I feel compelled to ask you, as a leader, what are some of the quotes that motivate you and kind of keep you focused on being creative as an introverted entrepreneur?
I say one of the biggest quotes that I keep in mind is, when the world says give up, hope whispers, try it one more time. I have to say that again. When the world says give up, hope whispers, try it one more time.
Very
and
powerful.
I believe in
I like
this because back in 2010, when the world was saying you got to work 80 hours to be successful, running your business and working in corporate America, give up on your hope, give up on your dreams. I said, no, I'm going to try it one more time. In 2012, when I received an email via LinkedIn thinking it was junk mail, I heard this little voice saying, try it one more time. And I responded to it, and I ended up getting a contract with the number one furniture manufacturing business in the world. 4 years running, five-figure contract. One more time. That's what I think.
One more time. Wow. OMT as opposed to OMG, right?
That's it. One more time.
I love it. I love it. So, Kim, this has been phenomenal. I love your energy. And I know that folks are saying, Fran, please, you know, how do you spell her first name? How do you spell her last name? What's your business? Where can we find her on the web? So, Kim, please, but what about her book? So, Kim, please take a few moments to slowly and clearly share that information so people have a chance to follow up with you and get on your list.
You can always find me at Kim Beasley, B as in boy, E A S S in Sam, LEY.com, KimBeasley.com, or on Twitter at Kim Beasley. You can find me there, or on Facebook, Facebook.com/ Kim Beasley Consulting. G+, you can always find me at Kim Beasley. And the thing about G+, I didn't mention, I have almost 1 million followers between my personal profile and my business page.
Wow. That's compelling.
And
that
so
is
pretty
really
much
compelling.
You can find me anywhere just by looking. Google me and see, and you'll find me anywhere on the web.
Wow.
And the
that
book
is really
Creative Introverted Entrepreneur.
And folks can find that on the Amazon?
Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon. And if you are an Amazon Kindle Unlimited subscriber, you can get it for free.
Ah, wow. Terrific. Kim, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. One quick last question before we go. How did you come up with the name of your business?
Agape means sharing God's love. Three, Trinity. Agape, three business services.
Well, you definitely
and plus
share
I do three things, website, social media, and business consulting.
Ah, okay. Well, Kim, again, phenomenal. Continued success. Continued listening to hope whispering. And saying that one more time, you have been extremely inspirational, And again, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to share your significant story with our listeners. I want to have you back. You have motivated me. I do a local TV show here on Public Access TV in the Philadelphia area. And you have motivated me just in this interview to explore Google Plus, and I'd love to interview you live, have you be one of the first people that I interview live via Google Plus, because Google Hangout, because that is something that I haven't tried before, but I'm like, yes, 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 I can do it.
Good. I'm saying yes right now. Yes, yes, yes.
Great. Great. So, folks, there you have it. Kim Beasley, you can find her on Twitter. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Google Plus at Kim Beasley, BEASLEY. Kim, wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Kansas City is lucky to have you. And what I love is with technology, you're literally around the world. So thanks for sharing part of your evening with us.
And thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, president of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.